KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy, breezy, and 49 degrees. We look for cloudy skies today. Periods of rain, a high of 53, winds northeast at 15 to 25. Radar shows some widely scattered light rain, showers, and thunderstorms off to our west, more so off to the northwest and far south in the southwest and western Iowa listening area. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Greenfield. See Marcia, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. Red Oak police arrested 19-year-old Tristan Lee Gauthier of Red Oak at around 4:15 this morning. He was taken into custody in the 1600 block of Summit Street for domestic abuse assault first offense by impeding airflow. Gauthier was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail. And Red Oak police arrested 26-year-old Logan Samuel Cachette of Red Oak on a trio of charges early this morning. Cachette faces charges that include domestic assault with a weapon first offense, obstruction of emergency communications, and theft in the fourth degree. He was taken into custody at a residence in the 1700 block of J Avenue at around 1:50 a.m. and transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was being held without bond. Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies assisted at the scene. The Iowa Department of Public Health reports this morning three more people have died from complications of COVID-19 since 10 a.m. Monday, for a total of 1,170, and 161 new positive cases of the virus have been confirmed, for a total of 70,536. Hospitalizations are on the rise. The IDPH says 15 more people are in a hospital with COVID-19 symptoms, for a total of 326. Seven fewer patients are in intensive care, though, at 92. And 10 more patients were admitted since 10 a.m. Monday for a total of 41. Two more patients are on a ventilator for a total of 37. Long-term care facility outbreaks are down to 28. The IDPH says 792 positive cases and 362 recoveries are from within those facilities, as compared to 804 and 367 on Monday. In western and southwest Iowa, 12 patients are hospitalized with COVID-19. That's one more than yesterday. Six are in an ICU. That's down one from Monday. One person was admitted and three people remain on ventilators. Here in the KJAN listening area also, Guthrie County has had an additional positive case of the virus reported since Monday for a total of 182, and there are three more cases in Pottawatomie County. Five counties are reporting a slight increase in the number of persons who have recovered from the virus, including Adair, Guthrie, Montgomery, Pottawatomie, and Madison. The IDPH says to date, 536 persons with pre-existing conditions have died from COVID-19 complications, with 628 deaths reported at the long-term care facilities. There have been a total of 50,362 people who have recovered from the virus statewide and 2,364 additional negative test results processed since Monday, for a total of 600,502 since testing began. A total of 672,559 individuals have been tested for COVID-19 to date. The combined 14-day positivity rate as of this morning was 10.6%. Iowans rank low in one category and high in another in a study of how well we're staying socially distanced during the pandemic. The report analyzed publicly available cell phone location data to determine the frequency people interact with other people, or at least when their phones are near other phones. John Lansing, a spokesman for Top Data, said they compared figures from a year ago, then the pre-COVID times, to today.
What we found is that really across the board and in every state, social interactions are down, and certainly they're down more in some states than others. Iowa ranks 42nd.
Even though Iowa is in the bottom 10 states, Lansing says it's not really an apples-to-apples comparison.
While Iowa ranks 42nd because their interactions are at about 75% of what they were a year ago, comparatively, Iowans are still interacting with fewer people on a daily basis than a lot of other states.
California ranks first in the study because interactions there have dropped from 10 people a day down to about 3. But 3 interactions is still more than most Iowans have each day. A study found Iowans engaged with an average of 2.7 people in August a year ago, and this August interacted with an average of 2.04 people.
It would not count your spouse or your neighbor or your brother or sister, whomever you may live with or whoever you may with. Maybe with on a regular basis, in your neighborhood. It does account for that, and this is really looking at interactions with other cell phones that you're not frequently in contact with.
The report finds former hotspots for COVID-19, like New York, California, Arizona, Texas, and Florida, are now adhering to social distancing regulations, while parts of the South and Great Plains states have become more relaxed in their distancing and could become future hotspots. In the funeral announcements, Darren Lee Cook, age 57, of Bennington, Nebraska, and formerly of Atlantic, died August 31st in Omaha. Funeral services for Darren Cook will be today at 10 o'clock at the Roeder Mortuary in Omaha. Alvilda O'Neill, age 88, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House. A mass of Christian burial for Alvilda O'Neill will be today at 11 a.m. at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Deborah K. Calloway, age 66, of Exira, died Wednesday at the Audubon County Hospital. An open visitation for Deborah Calloway will be held today from 1 until 7 p.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira, with the family present from 5 until 7 p.m. Leanna Richardson, age 88, of Orient, died Friday at her home. Funeral services for Leanna Richardson will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Shirley Keenan, age 82, of Largo, Florida, and formerly of Atlantic, died August 25th. Funeral services for Shirley Keenan will be on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Olinda Krause, age 70, of Messina, died August 31st. Memorial services for Olinda Krause will be Thursday at 10:30 at the First Lutheran Church of Wyota. Johnson Family Funeral Home has the arrangements. Lois Fromm, age 83, of Manning, died Saturday at Manning Regional Healthcare. Funeral services for Lois Fromm will be Thursday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home of Manning has arrangements. Colleen Kerr Shoemaker, age 61, of Des Moines and formerly of Atlantic, died Thursday in Des Moines. A visitation for Colleen Shoemaker will be held Thursday from 10:30 until 11:30 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic, followed by a graveside service at noon on Thursday in the Atlantic Cemetery. Elaine Cole, age 91, of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Elaine Cole will be held on Friday at 1:30 at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Janice Lauritsen, age 78, of Audubon, died Friday at Exira Care Center. A celebration of life for Janice Lauritsen will be this Saturday at 10 o'clock at St. Patrick's Parish Center in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Daryl Whitehead, age 75, of Audubon, died Saturday at Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Funeral services for Daryl Whitehead will be Saturday at 3 o'clock at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Mark Johnson, age 63, of Atlantic, died Thursday at Iowa Lutheran in Des Moines. A celebration of life for Mark Johnson is pending for late October at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. Judith Judy Malmberg, age 76, of Audubon, died Saturday. A private mass of Christian burial will be held for Judy Malmberg at the St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Lenny Saylor, age 81, of Manning, died Saturday. Private family funeral services are planned for Lenny Saylor. Odie Funeral Home of Manning is assisting the family. Bernice Mundorf, age 98, of Exira, died Monday at Exira Care Center. Services for Bernice Mundorf are pending at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Diane Taylor, age 69, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for Diane Taylor are pending at Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.